everyone, welcome back to All Whack. Today I have my dear friend, Darla Ray.
Hello everybody, how's it going?
Rhetorical question, but yeah, we still want to know. So today, Darla is my guest, and she is a delight. She is a musical talent.
Likewise, Jackie.
Oh, thank you. Darla, we are here, and it's wonderful outside.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty nice today. It's not as cold. The rooster is
Is just wanting this interview more than anything.
He's like, yes. This is my answer to it all.
I can't quite do the cock-a-doodle-doo thing.
That's
right,
okay.
Now.
He does it pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, Darla, the rooster is behind you. It's good. All right. So I just want to go over to start the show off. You have some shows coming up.
I do, yeah.
Awesome. Give us some info.
Will do. So as far as March goes, and it's nearing the end of March.
That's crazy.
But I managed to get a couple shows booked. So I have one at the Chuck this coming Friday.
Charleston, for those who don't know.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But yes, the Chuck for the well-versed.
Yeah. So at the Charleston, starts at 8 p.m. this Friday, March 29th. I will be playing first. Then we have a local band called Food playing. Cat Valley from Bellingham and Foxy Lined. I don't exactly know how to pronounce their band name, but and they're from Tacoma. And then I have another show the next day, March 30th, also at the Charleston, with Stuffy Doll, which is also a local band or a local group. And Jordan, who has also been on the podcast as well. Cat and Mouse, who is also a local band, and a whole bunch of other folk from Washington.
I feel like that's going to be a packed
it
set
is.
There.
Oh, definitely. I think there's going to be about, maybe less than 10 or maybe 10
okay.
folks.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot for the Chuck.
Yeah.
At least it's on a Saturday.
Yeah, but considering that it's Stuffy Doll's farewell show, mm-hmm. I think they really wanted to have all of their favorite people
definitely
that they've played with over the years and
definitely
stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, me
that'll
too.
That'll be awesome. I hope to see everybody there. That'll
yeah.
be so cool. I'm gonna meet everybody and be
yeah.
like, what's up? I'm the crazy one.
Be on my podcast.
Yeah, be on my podcast.
Just record the podcast.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking to people, holding my phone up
yeah.
to them. That'd
or just, asking questions as they're singing, but they don't respond, but you just kind of...
I fill in their answers.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm not entirely sure what the cover charge is for the Chuck, or the Friday show at the Charleston. I think it might be between $6 and $8, and then the one on Saturday on the 30th, the Stuffy Doll Farewell show, is going to be $5.
And those are all ages.
Yes, they
at
are.
At the Chuck.
And then 21 plus at the bar.
Yeah. Love it. Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And then I also have one more show that I'm going to mention, and then I'll be done, I swear. But I have a show on... Oh, man. I always feel kind of weird, because there's that weird stigma for all the stoners and stuff. But
oh, yeah.
I have a show, everybody, on 420.
Yes.
At the... You're never going to guess this. At the Hi-Fi Lounge.
Nice. Oh, the puns are real today.
I'm just reeling it. Reeling it. But, I'm playing with local artists, Jack Parker, Dylan Branham, and Michaela Kingslight, who is, I believe she's actually from, Port Townsend or something that, but... She's awesome, as far as what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen her in person, but this lineup's pretty interesting. There's no cover charge for it, and I don't know what day 420 is, but when
it's
comes,
Saturday.
It'll come. Oh, nice. You would know, huh?
I have to know, because I have to know for closings and stuff at my job.
Closing? Like your eyes for when you...
For when I'm so high, yeah.
Just kidding.
Love the joking.
Or are we?
Or are we kidding?
Just
conspicuous. So,
yes.
How would you describe your music?
As far as describing it goes, it's kind of difficult. because music for me is such a, it's more so of a feeling, and it feels like second nature to me. It's my home. But as far as, like, if I were to put myself outside of myself, I feel like listeners would deem me as, like, this indie jazz, R&B, folky, sometimes alternative, subgenre'd, all of that, and you will find me. I'm like a subgenre of a subgenre of a subgenre, basically. Yeah, it's, I don't exactly know how to pinpoint it all, because it's one thing to, like, have cohesion when it comes to writing music, but, like, because, at least as far as, like, how it is that I write music, there's no one specific genre that I like to fit into, mostly just because I go off by how it is that I feel, or go off by, like, the chord progression that I had made and go from there, and it's mostly a visceral thing, so, yeah.
Definitely.
That's a lot of describing for you.
That's okay. I mean, sometimes it's kind of hard, too, because I feel like your music style is unique to you.
Yeah, totally.
And it's not necessarily what everyone would be like, that's what we got to create, you know? Because it's that's not necessarily a bad or good thing. It's just, like, that's Darla. Yeah. You know, that's Darla Rae, and that's your style, which, you know, that could be, that's the new genre is Darla Rae.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Oh, man. To have that influence is kind of, it's making me itch. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does feel like it is pretty unique to me, which it, yeah, I mean, I ebb and flow like life, and I just don't want to completely solidify everything, because music is, well, I feel like change is forever a constant, and yeah, I feel like I just really try to mend and mold myself and stay adaptive.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about music in your life. So
sure.
When did you, like, really get into music? When do you feel like what age were you when you maybe picked up an instrument or started singing and were like, this is it?
Are we gonna, might as well just give some anecdotes about my life. Yeah. When I was like 3 years old, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On was like my anthem. I don't know why it was, but like my dad and my mom, I think my entire family, but I mostly remember my parents and then like their family or their family friends, were there. And they wanted me to sing the song My Heart Will Go On, and I got paid $20 and I was like, oh, this is kind of
nice.
Yes. I'm just gonna go for it. So yeah. I think from then I feel like that was really the first time that I ever really remotely felt like music mattered in my life. But yeah. And as far as like picking up an instrument goes, my first instrument was the piano. And I grew up playing that for maybe 6 or 7 years, but I progressed really quickly. And like my ears were just always heightened to scales, and just, I was just kind of programmed to just kind of, well, I have perfect pitch, and it's kind of annoying sometimes, and like, but at the same time, though, it's helped me a lot over the years, just solidify what music really means to me and how it is that I can use it as like a translator to execute my emotions with, while still being elusive and not sharing my entire story with everybody. But yeah.
So How, because you and I went to high school together very briefly. I don't think we ever, like, made contact. Or we may have. We have now.
We just touched hands.
Yes. So. As we have to. The Cancer Capricorn.
Oh, yes.
But we did go to high school together. Yeah. You were a couple years older than I. Mm-hmm. And you still are.
Yeah.
But you were in choir. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that, because I was in band. It's a completely different thing.
Which is so, I mean, I was having this conversation with Dylan just the other day. Dylan's my boyfriend. I think just yesterday. How, like, I mean, my experience as a choir person in the music department, mm-hmm. it was cool, you know, being able to use my whole entire body as an instrument as opposed to using some tangible thing.
Right.
Well, I mean, not to say that I'm not tangible, but something tangible outside of myself. And I was talking to Dylan just yesterday about how much, like, I wished that we had more, like, inclusivity with the other parts of the music department, because, like, it's not just choir, and it's not just band, and it's not just orchestra, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, thinking about how it was set up at the high school at Central Kitsap, mm-hmm. and, like, we have, you know, band and orchestra mm-hmm. in one section, choir up in the highest tower, and then at the very bottom they have, like, the practice rooms that are really big,
mm-hmm.
and that could have been a great space for all of us to combine together to do something together, mm-hmm. but yeah, it was pretty cool to be in choir and everything, but I've been thinking about that a lot lately, just how much there was, like, exclusion in that regard, but we're essentially doing the same thing,
essentially,
you know?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, to have different ways of approaching music outside of the thing, the very specified thing that we were trying to perfect, mm-hmm. like, I feel like that could have really broadened a lot of people's horizons in regards to music, so.
Oh, definitely. I feel the same way about that, because especially for orchestra and band kids, like,
yeah.
like, we all got along pretty well, but there's always, like, the band, I think the band kids sometimes feel superior, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I did too, because we're all teenagers, you know,
yeah.
we just kind of, and it's just friendly banter, you know, where we...
Yeah.
We're like, oh, you're in Dorchestra, you know,
because
you can. But, I mean, you know, I mean, we did all the time. But we got along so well with each other. It was kind of weird,
yeah.
too, with the choir kids, because
yeah.
it was, I don't know if we felt like, you know, it was like a turf war or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if you ever felt that, but I think as I got older through high school, I was like, why is it so weird with all the choir kids?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why it's so weird.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I feel like it's because of the fact that we were excluded mm-hmm. from one another. And, I mean, it's a different sort of, I wouldn't call it an ego trip, but I feel like everybody in the music department, like, because they had some sort of, like, thing that they could translate that was so universal, like, I felt like people were just like, I'm doing this and nobody else is doing this, therefore I am better than you.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's so frustrating, but it also makes a lot of sense for us high schoolers, mm-hmm. at least at the time. We're not high schoolers anymore.
No.
But, like, it makes a lot of sense for people to just kind of have that, because it's not only just within the music department, but it's kind of just high school in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in a box within a box within a box, trying to solidify what it is that you are in your teenage mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we know everything when we're 15.
Absolutely. Yeah, but it makes a lot of sense as to why it is that, or that, like, why people are the way that they are when they're in high school,
mm-hmm.
And just, you know, trying to make note and, like, circle what it is that they are. But,
yeah,
I feel like once you're out of high school, you just kind of, well, maybe not always, but it happened to me. Like, I just feel like, you know, I wanted to break out of that box so bad because it was just so confining. And it's not what we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not to say that high school is ever bullshit, but it just seems like they don't necessarily set you up for the real world.
No.
So.
No.
Choir school, though.
Choir, yes.
I love tangents.
Yes, woo! Tangents are the best. So, continuing on with your music history, the music history of Darla Rae.
Oh, yeah.
So what other things have you been involved in, like different bands? Have you always done solo things? Like,
yeah. Well,
because I know you're pretty involved. You're involved, I feel like, a lot with the music community.
I really have tried to put my foot into that door because, I mean, especially as like a female and person of color musician, I've been really trying to get more of like this acoustic kind of sound coming out as opposed to just these heavy bands. Because as far as like the Kitsap region goes, like we mostly have just like punk bands, and we're really known for that. But I mean, it's not just that's happening here in Kitsap, and there's a lot of talent here.
There really is. Yeah.
Like, and just, you know, different writing styles and different, like, just so many different things that need to be of light. But I mean, that's beside the point. As far as like my history goes, in high school, I was in a band called Fox and Gloves, and we were on and off for a couple of years. We did, I think we were together from like 2013 up until about, the summer of 2014. And, we were initially just this kind of folky band. It was just the three of us. It was like myself, Dylan Hall, and Elijah Sage, and we wrote some, or we sung some really good stuff. Like, the main writer was Eli, and then we broke things off, and we all just, well, we were also graduating too, so we didn't have a lot of time to just meet up together, and among other things, among other personal things. But I think after that, I did OC Jazz Choir for a little bit, and I've always been involved with choir and stuff, and because I love singing so much, like feeling that tube and like all the air just coming out of my head, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. But and it takes a lot of work, and I mean, over the years I've kind of struggled with like staying healthy consistently, and so, you know, singing is such a great reminder about taking care of myself, like mentally, emotionally, even physically, and with jazz choir at OC, and with it being like my first year in college and stuff too, I was like, well, I'm out and about, and doesn't really matter.
Yeah. You know?
But besides that, it was fun while it was. While it was happening, but I don't think they've had like a jazz choir since my year, I think. And then here and there I was involved in the OC operas, and I know, kind of weird, you would think, with my voice, like,
yeah,
does she sing opera? Really?
Wow.
But yeah, I've tried to keep it versatile in regards to singing, because like I don't ever want to limit myself. But over the years, it was really like in 2016 where I was like, oh, wait a second. I've been dimming my light to the degree of which, like, I have just been like kind of running away from for so long. And I mean, even though I was involved in all of these things, like, I never really had like complete belief and like a full grasp of my talent and my truth, because music to me feels like truth to me, and it's so closely knit, it's like my core. But yeah, it was in 2016 where I was like, I need to quit dimming my light, I need to just use music as a way to showcase how it is that I feel. And with everything that I've ever been involved in, you know, it's kind of shaped how it is that I've mended and molded into what it is that I make by myself now. But, yeah, I didn't really start doing things solo until 2017. Yeah. And since then, you know, I was in Fox and Gloves again, and we got our first album recorded. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are interested, it's on Spotify.
iTunes.
It's on iTunes. And I think it's on YouTube as well. And Amazon. And Bandcamp. And yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a heart-wrenching one for me, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I put a lot of emotions in it, and you could really hear it. But I mean, that's kind of a part of who I am and how it is that I approach music. But yeah, while in the midst of us like getting back together and recording the album, I was still doing a lot of my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really have that leeway to share that with the guys, which kind of sucked. But at the same time, though, it felt more right to me to just do it by myself. And due to some more personal stuff, we did break up again. And and I've just been doing a lot of my own thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love it.
It's been pretty crazy. Because, mm-hmm. like... For so long, I've been just kind of, again, like, just dimming my light and just, like, self-sabotaging myself and shaming myself and guilt-tripping myself for even doing this full-time because, like, it just feels like, you know, like, there are people out there who are really working hard. And they're not getting the recognition that they deserve. But I guess, you know, that's also me just kind of realizing that I'm doing, like, the best that I can. And I am putting in a lot of work. And, yeah, devaluing myself in any regard is, like, something that I should probably nix. But, yeah, I'm doing music as best and as fully as I can. And it's pretty crazy how rapid it's happening. It's a lot. But it's so worth it. I feel pretty liberated.
Yeah. Where do you see your music career going? Like, do you want to do music as a full-time gig? Like, you know, maybe doing your own music or music production, helping people? Or do you have, like, an alternative career in mind?
Well, I mean, considering that I'm fairly scattered-brained as a 23-year-old, like, it kind of makes sense for me to just feel like I'm floating.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, on one hand, I do think that I could make it somewhere if I just keep going and if I just keep believing and if I just, you know, keep feeling it all out, you know, with at least with music. But I think as far as, like, if I'm going to continue, like, interacting with society, I would like to have something as backup and something that I could, like, fall back into just in the case that, like, music doesn't work out. Because it is a risky thing, and the industry is so tough. They are, like, it seems very specific, and, like, on one hand, I don't want to be, like,
Shawn Mendes level.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, Ariana Grande level.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them for a split. That comes to show how much music I listen to, which is, like, none. Because I'm too busy, like, I need a purge.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
These are my feelings.
Yeah. But I, you know, it would be really cool to just be able to have people feel with me and to not be afraid of how it is that they feel. And that's one thing that I would like to be, like, known for is that, like, we're human, you know?
Right.
And, like, I use music as a way to translate how human I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and that's kind of, like, where my lyrics really come from. But as far as seeing myself, like, in the music industry and everything, like, I just feel like if the stars align or, like, the cards, you know, just add up or what, I don't know. What are the sayings?
Other cliches that we can't think of.
I just think that, like, if I really put my heart and soul into anything that I go into, I am a firm believer in hard work, and I think, like, I want to do so much.
Yeah.
Like, it means, like, music means the world to me, and to be able to do that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm one of those, like, what's, like, a good analogy, or just, like, a good image? Oh, there you go. Rooster. Thanks.
Yes.
So, you know how, like, roosters have, like, really large talons, mm-hmm. and they just kind of spread out? I feel like I kind of want to dip my toes in all directions and just have the nails just continue growing out mm-hmm. in all directions. Yeah. Does this make any sense?
No, it does, yeah.
But, yeah, it would be really cool to find everything just kind of, like, to all just meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So, to answer your question, in short, I mean, I have been getting my foot in the door with, like, helping other artists. I've gotten, like, maybe about 4 or 5 people within the past, like, year, mm-hmm. which is really awesome.
Yeah.
And they're doing really well locally, and mm-hmm. and it's only their first, like, year, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to get a business degree at some point in time and, like, get a venue where, like, with communities, like in the less gentrified and, like, more poverty or poverish stricken places, like in Bremerton or something, mm-hmm. for example, and open up a venue where, like, kids can come in, not by donation and just for free, and just, like, be able to see the art that's happening and be able to be inspired and to not have this weird pressure of, like, intoxicating or, like, mm-hmm. or relying on some sort of substance or something, and just falling into that trap of, like, of holding themselves back, I guess. And yeah, and I just feel like it would be really cool to have, like, an art medium venue for everybody where they don't have to pay money, well, at least not all the time,
mm-hmm.
and to have a hub mm-hmm. for, like, especially kids, you know. But yeah,
for the young talent of Kitsap. Yeah.
Well, I don't know exactly where, but I think, considering that, like, I've been here for long enough, it would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool. So, you have a song out.
I do.
Would you like to tell us about it?
Sure. Yeah, Ivy is my first, quote-unquote, single that I've ever dropped as Darla Ray, but my name actually is Darla Ray. Random side tangent.
Yes. Yes. Accepted.
I didn't even know that I didn't have a middle name.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Ray was my middle name, mm-hmm. but I looked at my birth certificate just this past year, and my first name actually is Darla Ray.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, what the... I didn't know this. For so long, I've just been like, yeah, Ray's my middle name, but, like, I guess it isn't. So, yeah. But yeah, anyway. Ivy. Ivy has been a really fun jam for me. I initially wrote it because I was heavily feeling my anxieties and just kind of just in this really bad headspace, and I didn't want to settle anymore. I didn't want to be in this like self-pitying, self-deprecating mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was in part of, like, everything that I had ever gone through. And then also to, like, some of the people that I was around, and, like, and some of the things that I was doing to myself. And, it's pretty much just, like, Ivy is pretty much just about the facades and the ideas that we think that is, quote unquote, us.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's something that you're kind of just, like, feeding into that isn't really you. It's mm-hmm. like an outside source, kind of. And I guess for you listeners out there, Ivy and Spirits, if you're gonna be listening to the song, which you will be hearing about it, because I'm gonna shortly be playing for you guys. Ivy is about marijuana, and Spirits is about hard liquor. And we're gonna get real personal here. It's fine, but I
all the birds.
Yeah, I know. They're like, all right, we know what you're about to say. But I for a while was just kind of medicating with those things all the time, and I just, you know, I didn't want to settle into that either. And it's a lot of personal stuff. But I mean, it's just kind of how I wanted it to be too,
right?
Because I don't want to hide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Ivy's about that, and I have a music video coming out fairly soon, relatively soon. But you can check out the song on my Bandcamp at dmusicb.bandcamp.com. D as in like the letter D, and then music, and then the letter B, .bandcamp.com. Or my SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/, again, the letter D, music, and then the letter B, /Ivy. Yeah. Pretty psyched.
Yeah.
You can purchase it, by the way, on Bandcamp. It would mean the world.
Greatly appreciated.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy to have something recorded. Oh, I recorded the song with Jeff Tassin, who is a local musician who's won Emmys, who's like really made a name for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he hosts the singer-songwriter showcase at Brother Don's. It starts at 7 p.m. if you guys are ever trying to get your foot into the door in regards to the Kitsap music scene. That's a great place to go to. And as far as the music video goes, I got that recorded with Lacey Starr. Mm-hmm. Shout out to ya. You're great.
We love ya.
We love you so much. And she's done an excellent job with everything so far, and I'm really excited to continue working with her with the music video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, me too. You guys are in for a treat.
Yeah. So, will you play it?
Sure.
Sweet. All right. I'm gonna adjust that to you.
Thanks.
I'm excited.
Likewise. I might pee my pants.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Am I, though?
You guys hear that?
That's not me.
Hi, Mom. All right, this is Ivy. Ooh, excuse me. Say what you will of your demise. To me, the chase was all disguise. Ivy, to hide it all away. Behind your beak. Down path ways. Well, you can settle all you want, but I won't. Yeah, you can take a piece of me all you want, but you won't ever know what you had. I'll pull you from the inside out and wring you till you cannot shout. Spirits to drown it as you all fade. Here before you, commotions escalate. Well, you can settle all you want, but I won't. Yeah, you can take a piece of me all you want, but you won't ever know what you had. Time and thank you for your wasted space. And thank you for your minds, and really thank you for your psychosomatic waste. You can settle all you want, but I won't. Yeah, you can take a piece of me all you want. You can settle all you want, but I won't. And you won't ever know what you have till it's gone, gone, gone. Till I'm gone.
So good.
Thank you.
I liked hearing it down like that, because for the video we played it on the speaker several times.
Too many times. Super raw. But I mean, nonetheless, well, I had two shows last night, so I'm like feeling it, Mr. Krabs.
Like, I'm feeling it now, Mr. Krabs. I get it.
Whoa,
I like it.
I didn't realize how
far. Yeah, the chairs go far back.
But yeah, thanks for letting me do that.
Yeah, and thank you. Oh, the dogs enjoyed it too. They had a good time.
What about the birds?
And the birds, hello. Oh, no, Rusty's interrupting them. He's like, no, mine's the only opinion that matters.
Oh, I really wish that you guys could see these dogs. They're the cutest.
My little farm.
Yeah, Noah's Ark just planted here. It's so cool.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Likewise to you, Jackie Fix.
I love
Miss All Whack.
Miss All Whack, yeah. I love being in your presence. I love talking to you. We always have great conversations.
We really do. Thank goodness that we didn't go on our crazy, funny tangents, but also, no thanks, goodness.
Yeah.
Whatever. What am I saying?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Because, like, I feel like, if anything, you guys should, like, really hear our crazy banter. We're pretty funny.
We are pretty funny. Well, we think we're funny.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I feel like we are pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, we totally are.
The Cancer Capricorn bond.
Ken Cap. Cap Cat. Cap Ken.
We'll come up with a name. We'll
get it. Eventually.
Well, thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. Please check out Darla's awesome single, Ivy. Again, it's on SoundCloud and Bandcamp. I'll leave all of the information in the show notes, and wherever I post it to, there will be information. I'll have flyers as well for the shows, if we can get them. If not, I'll again leave all the information for you. And I hope to see you guys there. I'll be there.
I'll be there too.
Darla will be there, I hope.
Unless I get dissociative, because that happens sometimes.
That's okay.
I'm just human, okay?
We want you to take care of yourself.
Yeah. I'm doing a pretty decent job. It's just, a matter of getting there, staying focused.
Definitely. Well, everyone, please stay groovy, and we will see you. Well, I guess we'll talk to you next time, but I mean, you'll see some pictures, so like we'll kind of see you next time. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next week.